Mark Simone on the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Well, 4 days to go. How could that be? 4 days till the election. And don't forget, tomorrow, daylight saving time. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, or is it 2 o'clock? You set your clock back an hour. And that means Sunday, it starts getting dark at 5 o'clock. So as if things aren't gloomy enough in 2020, with this election coming, it'll start getting dark early. Joe Bartlett, how could that be? 4 days. Now, you're doing special election night coverage, aren't you?
Yes, starting at 8 o'clock. Yep.
But do I have to be on this?
You're going to be on it. You're scheduled, okay. Yes. I hope your people remind you that you're going to be on.
I don't know. I got that little alert on there on my phone.
Okay, that's good.
So, you know.
So, do you think we're going to learn anything on election night?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, it's so close right now, and this is a period where the polls don't even matter anymore. It just goes off the page. You don't know what's going on. You'll see the public polls that had Biden so far ahead. Are tightening up now. Now, the reason they do that, these are all fake polls, totally rigged. The metrics are rigged. Everything's rigged. They did this in 2016. Towards the end, they start tightening it up a little so they don't look too embarrassed when they're wrong. So they always do. That's tradition. But there's things you can't measure. You know, there's a hidden Trump vote. You'd agree, right? Obviously, there's a hidden Trump
yes.
vote.
Yeah.
The people that don't like to admit it. Remember, the fake polls are done in a very cheap way. They just call somebody on the phone. And here's a total stranger calling you. You don't know who it is. So a lot of people are afraid to say they're Trump voters. So there's a big hidden Trump vote. Can we agree there is no such thing as a hidden Biden vote? There is no hidden Biden vote.
No.
So he's got no hidden vote coming. Trump has a big hidden vote coming. There's also some big surprises in the real numbers, the internal polls. The real numbers show Trump doing astonishingly well with minorities. For a Republican, you just pray to get to 5% in African-American votes. You try to get 5%. In 2016, Donald Trump surprised everybody, got to 6% in African-American votes. Now, this is crucial because it's always been mathematically shown that Democrats can't win unless they get 95% of the black vote. They have to get 95%. Well, Trump right now in African-American votes polling at 27% in the real polls. That's astonishing for a Republican, 27%. In Hispanic votes, he's at something like 45%. This is unheard of. So this really screws up the mathematical model for Democrats to win. Also, the Biden people have pretty much given up on Ohio. Nobody's ever won the presidency without winning Ohio. You can always tell where they're in big trouble by where they send Obama, where they send Biden. And, you know, Biden, full lid, and then all of a sudden, 3 o'clock, there he is out on the campaign trail because they're looking at internal numbers, and they're scary to them. So Biden running around Florida yesterday looking for wherever there's an empty parking lot, there's Joe Biden.
And parking lot rally is really hysterical, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to think about this for a second. You've covered a million races. You've all seen a million politicians campaign. Yeah, you just got to really step back. Pretend you just got here from another planet. Pretend you're Rip Van Winkle. You just woke up after 20 years, and you're seeing this for the first time. You'd say to yourself, wait a minute, this guy can get 45,000 people to show up with 3 hours' notice? This guy's doing stadiums with 30, 40,000 people, and this guy's talking to three people in a parking lot? And you tell me this guy's going to win? The guy who can't get anybody to show up ever? And then, of course, after nobody shows up, and there's three or four people in the parking lot, and if you really checked, you'd find out they were media people. They weren't even vote. No voters ever show up. Nobody ever shows up to see Biden. Nobody. And then they'll tell you that Trump is struggling. Trump's struggling right now. So. And the Biden people will keep using the excuse, well, we are being responsible. We are social distancing. Well, yeah, no kidding. You got no choice. You couldn't have a crowd if you wanted to. So Kamala Harris had people on her staff test positive for coronavirus. Now, she's out campaigning, and people are saying, why is she doing that? She's supposed to be isolating. Well, she can do both. She makes a speech and isolates. There's nobody there. There's literally nobody within 100 feet of her. And they do that stupid horn honking which is so idiotic. Now, people are watching this. And you got to remember, too, you know, they'll give you all these explanations of why Trump will lose, but people aren't stupid. They're really not. You know, got to remember, when you watch the elite Northeastern media on the networks or on CNN or MSNBC or the New York Times, Washington Post, they really believe everybody is stupid. People in the country are just stupid. They actually think they're just uneducated hillbillies, and people aren't stupid. They see a cranky old man screaming in an empty parking lot, and this is not attractive to them. And this Hunter Biden stuff, they know this is real. I mean, how much did Joe get? Did Joe get? I mean, but they see this is real, that there's influence peddling. You see that film of Joe Biden's brother, Jim Biden, James Biden, the reporter corners him going into his house. And he said, I'm not talking to you people. I won't talk to you. I'm no comment. Well, what about you and this China deal? No, I'm no comment. No comment. And she keeps saying, are you James Biden? And he won't answer. But listen to the guy's voice. He sounds exactly like Joe Biden. Same exact voice. Come on, man. You know, the same voice. So it's clearly him. So they're running and hiding. There is an, apparently now it's been confirmed by a Justice Department official. There is and has been an FBI investigation into Hunter Biden. It's been going on since late last year. The Justice Department official confirms FBI is investigating Hunter Biden and has been for money laundering. Now, what does that mean, money laundering? It means money is going to places where it's not supposed to be going. Well, take a guess on that. So this is not looking good for Biden. Now, I know you say, you could start quoting me all these polls, but we did that in 2016. These are the same polls that were totally wrong then. Just listen to the difference. Listen to Trump talking to 40,000
people. You have to
get
out and vote. We are creating the greatest red wave in the history of our country.
Okay, you hear the echo? That's because it's a big venue with 40,000 people. Listen to Biden.
This election is the most important one you've ever voted in, whether it's your first or 10th. Ladies and gentlemen, the heart and soul of this country is at stake right here in Florida.
In the parking lot, right here in this parking lot, the whole, you hear the cheering? I didn't hear any cheering.
Yeah.
You know, the coronavirus stuff, this is interesting. I saw Chuck Todd, who's the most biased, corrupt anchor in the world. Even he on MSNBC yesterday said, could be that Biden has really overplayed this coronavirus stuff. It's not working. Because people, again, people aren't stupid. You know, you can keep yelling, but Trump botched it. Trump messed it all up. Trump screwed it. Wait till I get in. I got a plan. But people see that. What's the plan? Wear masks. That's his plan? Like, we didn't think of that? So they know he's got nothing. And people know that, you know, they saw in the beginning you couldn't get toilet paper, you couldn't buy a mask. And then within a month, there's toilet paper everywhere and there's masks everywhere. So that's the administration getting stuff made. Ventilator shortage. Suddenly we got more ventilators than we know what to do with. So the only thing left, the therapeutics have gotten better and better and better and better. So everything has been going well. I mean, as much as a government could do to help, they've been doing. The only thing that can happen now is the vaccine. And by the way, apparently there's two that are finished and ready to go. Two vaccines. Two companies. I think it's Johnson & Johnson and Merck. They're at the FDA right now getting everything approved, tested. Expect an announcement very soon. Vaccines ready to go. What if it happened today, Joe Bartlett? What would that do?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty amazing if it happens now.
Yeah, they're ready to go. There are two that are working well. So if they announce today the vaccine, you will see at 6:30, Lester Holt, NBC Nightly News. Allegedly, the Trump administration allegedly claims there's a vaccine that allegedly they claim... the New York Times says, however, they doubt the vaccine will. That's what's going to happen. So expect that and also expect the New York Times somewhere over the weekend, another bombshell to come out, a big bombshell. Look for this stuff maybe later today. But the Biden plan, you know, Biden spent a whole year telling you no fracking. He's getting rid of fracking. That's it, no fracking. As soon as he's in the campaign, he loves fracking. Fracking is great. He spent a whole year telling you that he's going to lock down, and then he claims he's not. But you know what's going to happen. Here's the
We're never going to lock down again. We locked down. We understood the disease. And now we're open for business, and that's what it is.
Well, that's true. That's another thing that's hurting Biden. People don't like that lockdown. They like fighting the disease. They didn't think total lockdown was necessary. There's a way to do it more strategically. Vaccine.
My plan for America will deliver a safe vaccine. You're going to have it in a few weeks. It's coming very quickly. Great companies, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, many, many companies. You're going to have it.
You see those words? You're going to have it. Expect the announcement soon. The vaccine wouldn't come till December. You remember Fauci was all over the place, this phony little politician Fauci, saying, well, it won't be till spring, it won't be till next year. Remember he saying that all the time?
Yeah.
Notice yesterday he said, we'll have the vaccine in December. Mm-hmm. So obviously he's heard what's going on, and he's trying now to pretend like he's involved in it, which he's not. He's trying to pretend he's a part of all this. Hey, we'll get to the election. We'll go over it all day. Did you see there was snow last night in parts of the tri-state area? First time.
Yes. Snow, there was a wet snow in Midtown this morning for a brief period,
really?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, in Tribeca, kinda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's not good. That's not good. You outdoor diners there. As soon as those snowflakes hit, that's a problem. We'll get to the election throughout the program. We must talk about the governor. This is the most amazing story. You know, he had his daughters come live with him in the executive mansion in Albany. And the governor, of course, is guarded by state troopers. You've seen this story, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a funny story.
Turns out one of the young, handsome state troopers starts, shall we call it, dating the governor's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on for some time, the state trooper and the governor's daughter. The governor must have found out because all of a sudden, this state trooper, and that's quite an honor to be on the governor's private personal security detail. That's a very prestigious post.
Yeah.
Suddenly, the poor kid is transferred to Canada, to Plattsburgh on the Canadian border. Now, and apparently the daughter really likes the guy. She's been driving like 180 miles to go see him. So, or he's been driving in to see her. So anyway, and if I were this guy, you know what? I'd cut it out with the governor's daughter. You know, next thing you're going to be with Sweat and Matt and those two prisoners in that up the state. So I'd stay away from his daughter. It's probably a good idea. But it's pretty funny that he suddenly is transferred to the Canadian border. The governor... his spokesman says the governor had nothing to do with it.
All right. Yeah.
This is like the nursing homes. No, they asked for coronavirus patients. They begged us to send coronavirus. He's not good with excuses, is he? They said he had nothing to do with it. They said that the state trooper had requested this.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, you know, he's on the governor's personal detail. That's got to be the most prestigious thing in that's the fast track to anything in state trooper world. I don't think he requested, could you send me up to the Canadian border? You know, I really like to work with those Mounties and chase moose around the Canadian border. So, now, why would he transfer him like that and not fire him? Apparently, under all the rules and regulations, he cannot fire the state trooper. There's not much he can do to a state trooper except get him transferred. And same thing in the police department. It's hard to just fire the guy. So in the state trooper law enforcement world, they call it highway therapy. In other words, if you screw up, they'll send you to a post so far away from your house, you'll spend all your life driving. So they call it highway therapy. They say the state trooper requested to be transferred. But people checked. They found out he just bought a house in the Albany area. It didn't sound like he was hoping to get transferred to the Canadian border. So the poor guy...
Hey, look at Cuomo girl is still going after him. So they're still dating. And so the governor hasn't put a kibosh on that.
Yeah, so expect the state trooper now to get sent into a nursing home with coronavirus patients or something. So if you're listening, Mr. State Trooper, what are you thinking? What the hell is wrong with you? Find somebody a little safer to date. So anyway, we got lots to get to, and we'll go over all the election. We'll get to all the polls. We'll get into detail on everything. We'll do all of that. Also, check out the webpage because every day we put up lots of great videos for you to take a look at it. I'm trying to find it, though. But did you see the one yesterday? This has gone super viral. If you didn't see it, it's Joe Biden trying to make a speech, and he watch this 2 minutes and tell me what he's saying. Nobody can figure out what the hell is wrong with him. His mouth is falling apart. He can't get the words out. It's, I mean, it's just, it's just awful. So if you didn't see that yesterday, take a look at that. Also, let me see. Oh, here is Chris Cuomo getting caught in a total lie. Watch this. he just out and out lies to the audience on the air. Also, this whole thing about the response to the coronavirus. Here are the top 10 fake news lies about the coronavirus. Just take a look at this list. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.